It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Let's have a little fun today and try to determine who should be in the 12-team college football playoffs coming up in December. After years of having just four teams making the college football playoffs, there are going to be 12 of them in the field this December. So let's review how this new playoff format's going to work. And I have some information that I'll read directly from the college football playoffs website so that we don't get it wrong. Here we go. The 12 participating teams will be the five conference champions ranked the highest by the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, plus the next seven highest ranked teams. Now, the ranking of those teams will continue to be done by the Selection Committee. That's important because it's not the Associated Press, nor even Swamp Swami here. The four highest ranked conference champions will be seeded number 1 through 4, and they will receive a first round bye. That fifth conference champion will be seated where it was ranked or at the number 12 spot if it's outside of the top 12 rankings at the time of the selections. The eight teams seeded numbers 5 through 12 will play in a first round game with the higher seeds hosting the lower seeds either on their campus or at another site designated by the higher seeded institution. In other words, number 12 school is going to travel to number 5, number 11 goes to number 6, etc. The selection committee will assign the four highest-ranked conference champions to the playoff quarterfinals hosted by bowl games, and this will be done in consideration of the historic bowl relationships and then in consideration of the rankings. For example, if the highest-ranked team in the playoffs is an SEC champion, they would go at the Sugar Bowl to play that game. The college football playoff bracket will follow the selection committee's rankings, with no modifications being made to avoid rematches between those teams which might have played during the regular season or are from the same conference. The bracket will remain in effect throughout the playoffs. In other words, no reseeding. Let's have some fun and compare the AP's current playoff teams and my Swamp Swami top 25 teams if a playoff were to be held soon. Following the college football playoff formula for selecting and seeding teams, let's take a look at the Associated Press's top teams and who would make that playoff. Let's go. Seed number 1 for the Associated Press playoffs, if they were held after last week's games, would be number 1 Texas. They would be the SEC champion. Seed number 2 would be Oregon, the Big Ten champion. Seed number 3 would be Miami of Florida, the ACC champion, and the fourth top seed would come from Big 12 champion Iowa State. Surprise! The next 8 teams would go as follows. Number 5, Penn State. Number 6, Ohio State. Number 7, Georgia. Number 8, Alabama. Number 9, LSU. Number 10, Clemson. Number 11, Tennessee. And the final and 12th team in this group has to be the Group of 5 champion. Right now, that would be, according to the Associated Press, Boise State. And they would then travel to play at number 5, Penn State, in that opening round. Now it's time for that SwampSwamiSports.com Top 25, which I put out every Monday. Here's the way the playoffs would roll after last week's games through October 12th. My number 1 seed would be Brigham Young, the Big 12 champion. Number 2 seed, Texas from SEC. Number 3 would be Penn State, the Big 10 champion. And number 4 would be the Pitt Panthers, the ACC champion. Numbers 5 through 12 go like this. Number 5, the Oregon Ducks. Number 6, Iowa State. 7, Miami of Florida. Number 8, the Indiana Hoosiers. Number 9 would be Army. The Group of 5 champion would be at number 9. Then we'd have Navy at number 10, Liberty University at number 11, and Notre Dame would make my field at number 12. The first thing which jumps out about the Associated Press group of playoff teams is that their field would be primarily comprised of the name brands in college football. The folks at ESPN would likely be very pleased with that grouping. Only Iowa State, currently the AP's top-ranked Big 12 team, would be an outlier. And the same could be said for number 12, Boise State, the Group of 5's lone entry in that group. Boise State is actually ranked number 15 by the AP this week, and they are the highest-rated team, though, from the so-called Group of 5 conferences, and by rule must be part of the 12-team playoff field this year. By contrast, my SwampSwamiSports.com playoff teams feature 7 different teams than the Associated Press's dozen. BYU, Pitt, Indiana, Army, Navy, Liberty, and Notre Dame would be making my field. Only Texas, Oregon, Miami of Florida, Penn State, and Iowa State would be in both of those playoff fields. So why are they so different? Let's talk about the Associated Press. They began doing their survey in the 1930s. It now has 62 voters comprised of sports media personalities. Hey, where's my vote? Each person provides their own list of their top 25 teams from number 1 through 25 every week. And the voter's number 1 team that week is given an assigned 25 points, with a declining number of points being given all the way down to the number 25 team, which gets only 1 point. The Associated Press compilation shows 5-2 Ole Miss is number 18 this week, and they have 4-2 Michigan ranked in their top 25 at number 24 this week. Meanwhile, the SwampSwamiSports.com rankings give the greatest weight to the unbeaten teams, followed by the best one-loss teams, and it works its way down from there. So within each group of teams, your best win is determined on whether or not that win came on the road or at home and the margin of your victory. That's why I have so many 6-0 teams like Brigham Young, Pitt, Indiana, and Army, and 5-0 Navy, 4-0 Liberty, and 5-1 Notre Dame are making my playoff field. Now, the TV folks would not be happy with Swamp Swami's playoff field. There's a reason why we tend to purchase those brand names at the grocery store. Though Kroger's corn might taste just as good as that can of corn with the Jolly Green Giant label on it. Although it was a higher price, most shoppers will still spend a little bit more money to purchase the brand name. And who said that advertising doesn't work? That's why the College Football Playoff Selection Committee is going to receive quite a bit of input from ESPN and Disney prior to releasing their final 12-team playoff selections in a few months. For example, this week's Associated Press field would exclude current number 12-ranked Notre Dame as one of those group of five teams must make the playoff field. Notre Dame would get bumped. Well, we all know that Notre Dame is one of the top television draws every season. Who might be pushed out of their list to make room for the Fighting Irish? Well, let me sprinkle a little bit of that ESPN-Disney magic dust to see who gets bumped. I'm going to use my Swamp Swami crystal ball and say that Tennessee would be toast under this week's playoff scenario. No! With the SEC already having Texas, Georgia, Alabama, and LSU ahead of Tennessee in that field, good old Rocky Top might become this year's Florida State and be left out of the playoff field altogether in favor of heavily viewed Notre Dame. You know, if you like playoff chaos as much as I do, think about this possibility. What if, for example, Brigham Young of the Big 12, Pitt of the ACC, Indiana in the Big Ten, and Liberty of Conference USA all won out and finished undefeated? Would a few of those big brand names of college football then be squeezed out of the 12-team playoff field? I wouldn't count on it. The College Football Playoff Committee will cave to those same TV pressures, which you might remember last year kept out 13-0 Florida State out of the 4-team playoff field in favor of one-loss national brand name Alabama. I believe that most college football fans would prefer to see any unbeaten team given a chance to prove their mettle against the big boys in this newly expanded 12-team college football playoff field. Unfortunately, those TV ratings do matter to the company which paid a literal fortune for the rights to cover the playoff football games. There is a consolation, though. Look for any of this year's big underdog teams, like I talked about, to be bought off with a lucrative consolation prize. If they don't whine too loudly about being excluded from the playoff party, they'll likely receive an invitation to play in one of the more prestigious and higher payday postseason bowl games. I hope I'm wrong, but recent history is on my side. We'll watch and see. I'm Swamp Swami.
In this world, the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed. And rob and steal from those who need to right this wrong with blinding speed. Goes underdog,
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 speed of light.